We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So yesterday we were talking about the number of Americans between the ages of 21 and 35 who are still having their parents pay some of their bills, mortgage, grocery, utilities, etc. Today, I want to start off with a financial attorney who is joining us from New York, and Leslie Tain is really in tune with what's going on with the major credit reporting companies, and that is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, saying that as of July 1st last year, they are going to remove medical debts that were sent to debt collectors and eventually paid off. But there's some other things that are going on here. Leslie, it's good to have you on KDK. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So how often are you hearing from people saying, hey, help me with this issue? I've got this medical debt. And then it goes from there. How often do you hear that? How often do you take those calls?
So we take calls on medical debt daily. So it's very common, and actually, believe it or not, more common for those living in the North and the East of the United States to have a higher concentration of medical debt. That so with that, it's more common these days than ever, certainly with what we just went through and a lot of the medical complications, that there's medical debt out there.
So if you have medical debt that may be weighing down your credit score, maybe holding you back financially, there is a chance that some of it can be wiped off your credit report. Is it any type of debt? Is it some type? Is it some that qualifies, some doesn't? Help us to understand what this means. And what, get us into the fine print, Leslie.
Sure. So in July 2022, almost 6 months ago, there were significant changes to credit reporting with regard to certain types of medical debt. That certain type of medical debt related to the dollar amount. So in July 2022, paid medical debt got removed from consumer credit reports. By mid-2023, which is still a few months away from that, but beginning January 1st, all unpaid debt under $500 is actually going to drop off and not be reported. So those small little copays or the small bills that you didn't realize that you didn't pay are not going to impact the credit scores or the credit reports. So remember, the scoring comes from the report. So what's reported impacts the score. So by not reporting this or having it drop off, theoretically those scores should then go up and help those who've struggled with medical debt.
Under $500, is that enough that it would impact somebody's credit score? Or is it the fact that there is something out there that was not paid, regardless of the dollar amount, that is going to impact your credit score?
So the under $500 is a pretty common amount in terms of the credit scoring, because remember, small copays, little bills, you go into an office, you maybe you thought you paid, you didn't, some billing errors, that can definitely impact, you know, where that dollar amount comes from. But with the small amounts, I think what the consideration is that they don't want to penalize consumers for having small amounts of debt that could substantially reduce the actual credit scores. So a debt in collections under $500, let's say even $75 or $100 that gets reported, could tank a credit score by 100 points. So with that, I think the idea is to help consumers that may have either overlooked or had very small debts and give them an opportunity to pay. Because it also, the changes also impacted the repayment period before something gets reported over $500. So in the past 6 months was the time frame. Now you have up to a year to pay medical debt, giving consumers and those that have medical debt time to work out a payment plan or questions on billing in order to avoid it impacting their credit score.
So what happens to, say, a physician's office? You mentioned copays, right? Let's say the physician's office was due $480. Once it goes to collection, does the physician's office assume at that point that they're writing it off their books? They're not going to get that money back? I mean, or are they hoping that collections can get some of it back? How does that work? Because it seems to me that the credit companies don't have the right to say, well, you know what, we're just going to write all this debt off. It's not theirs to write off, right? It really is that of the medical provider.
Okay, so as far as the medical provider wondering if they're going to get paid, if they send it to collections, the hope is to get paid. Mm-hmm. As far as writing it off the books as a bad debt where they're zeroing it out, that is the original creditor has that obligation, not the subsequent agencies that are collecting on behalf of the medical companies. So when you see something called a charge-off or a debt you've received, let's say a 1099-C4, where there's a forgiveness of debt, that debt has been written off the books. When that is the whoever owns the debt, the original creditor in most cases is the one who can make that determination. But again, two different things. The decision to go after the money through a collection agency doesn't mean that it was written off the books. It doesn't mean that they have the expectation they're not going to get paid. In fact, just the opposite. Sending to the collection agency, they hope that they will get paid.
But they're going to have to pay a portion of that to the collection agency. Is that usually the way it works?
The debtor would pay a portion of that, or a portion of it, or the whole thing, depending on how you worked it out.
Yeah.
So again, if you don't want it to impact the credit and it's over $500 and it's a valid debt, then it should be something that you consider working through. Most of the time in medical collections versus student loans or credit cards or other types of debt, they're super flexible, especially the original creditor, if it's a hospital or doctor's office, in taking small payments. I strongly encourage consumers with debt like that, that is valid and that they realize they're going to have to pay, to work something out sooner rather than later so it doesn't end up in collections, because it can get messy when it gets into collections. It gets confusing. You can receive a lot of calls. They can even contact you these days through email or social media, and it can be kind of stressful and overwhelming. So it's something to address and be aware of, but there could be mistakes, and it's not uncommon to see billing errors and with medical debt. So if it's early on, you receive a bill, you're not sure about it, be your own advocate and contact the medical provider, whether it's a hospital or doctor's office, and make sure they've coded it correctly with their insurance company. And if you have insurance, reach out to your insurance company and talk to them about what would be, whether they've received the bill, whether it was coded appropriately from the provider's office. Be your own advocate and take notes, because it can be very confusing.
So if you enter into an arrangement, Leslie, final question here, to pay off, say, you know, a surgery that it's going to cost you out of pocket $2,500, and you say, I'm going to pay you $250 over the next 4 months, that does not impact your credit. Is that correct? Because you have made an arrangement to pay it off. That's not gone to collections. That doesn't even qualify in this situation, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
You're 100% correct. If you work these things out before it goes to collection, it will not appear on your credit report. Medical debt is not reported. Debts like medical debt are generally not reported on the credit report until they're delinquent, or until they go to collections or lawsuits. Remember, you can be sued for medical debt. So, you know, that is part of the collection process. Providers will sue people who owe them money. So it's the same in the legal field and other dentists and veterinary offices. You could find that you end up with that challenge. But this is strictly related to medical debt that we're discussing as far as the changes in the reporting. But it is beneficial to consumers, but it is important that you as a consumer check your credit report on a regular basis. You are entitled to a free one every year at annualcreditreport.com is a good starting spot to go to and take a look at that. Look at all three credit reports, because a creditor does not have to report to all three. There's no requirement. So it's important that you look at all three. That's why sometimes you see changes, drastic changes in credit scores, because something may or may not have been reported at the time. So it's important to take a look at that as part of a healthy financial forecast.
And that annualcreditreport.com gets you all three, if I understand correctly.
Yep,
it certainly perfect.
Does.
Leslie, thank you for being here. I sure appreciate it. She's the founding managing director of the Tain Law Group based in New York, and we appreciate you helping us to understand what's going on with these medical debts, because a lot of people are dealing with them. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Leslie Tain joining us here on KDKA. Oh, 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 oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.